One of the things I did in that system and planning process, I would visualize, really invest the time in visualizing what it is that you want to see become reality, because that is going to become your reality. You're going to go with it.
If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be, not financially or as a human. On this show, we interview highly successful investors and share how they overcame limitations to become unstoppable forces of success. If you're ready to learn what it is to be a conscious investor so you can end up where you want, keep listening.
Welcome back, conscious investor. If you are ready to just catapult the momentum in your life, this episode today is for you. If you are ready to hit full speed ahead on your hopes, dreams, ambitions, aspirations, this episode is for you. Today, I'm going to be diving into three key takeaways. I know that was a no-brainer, right? But I'm going to find three key takeaways from my last few months that are going to really support you in creating the environment so that you really truly can catapult and collapse the timelines in your life to achieve everything that you're after. Before we dive into that, I want to just give you a brief update. This show, The Conscious Investor, is sponsored by Three Keys Investments. Three Keys Investments provides passive investment opportunities that provide housing for humans through investments in multi-million dollar apartment and assisted living facilities. So you can say goodbye to the hassle and headaches of owning rentals and hello to living the life you want with the people you love, all while enjoying the real ownership interests of real estate. All right, Conscious Investor. I have been so excited to share with you everything that I have gleaned over speaking. I have not documented how many hours of time I prepped for speaking engagements, how much time I spoke, and how much time I spent traveling to speak over the last few months. But let's just say it's a lot. I've definitely clocked a lot of hours. And in the process, specifically to hosting the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, holy smokes, I learned so much. Some of that I have passed along to you in some past episodes, but there's a lot more. The Conscious Investor Growth Summit was a massive success. The feedback has been phenomenal, and I am so excited. Some of the feedback people have had, I've had one person wrote me a handwritten note, which means that person went to my website to find my P.O. Box mailing address so that they could mail this. And literally told me that was a life-changing event. I've had so many people say that was the most transformative event I've ever been to. So I'm really excited about all the feedback because that was my vision all along. That was the vision. But here are some of the things that I learned, and I'm boiling it down. There's a lot more that I learned, but I'm boiling this down to these three elements. Trust me, I could go much further than three. But for the sake of your time, I'm going to honor you and say, here are the three key elements that made all the difference in the world for the Conscious Investor Growth Summit and the success that it had. I'm going to honor you, as always, and tell you all three of them. We're adults. We can manage that. And I know that you and I are here to have this powerful conversation. So here they are. One, team, had the right team. Two, systems and planning. And three, trust. Let's go ahead and dive into each of these in depth. And at the end of each of these, I'm going to give you a specific question that is going to help you just figure out, where can I grow in this area? Because none of us have it figured out, right? We all are looking at expanding in most of our life. And actually, in some parts, maybe we need to contract a little bit because we're about ready to pop. I'm just saying I can speak for myself and that I've had to do some evaluating, saying, wow, maybe I'm overexpanding here. I need to contract this back a little bit. Let's go ahead and look at the team. The very last day of the Growth Summit, the very last thing that happened, I'm going to get all teary-eyed all over again because I got totally glossy-eyed. I think I actually cried as I was calling people up. And I didn't have an opportunity to call everyone up to the stage because ultimately, it would have been everyone in that room coming up on stage. Actually, ultimately, we did all come up on stage to take a big group photo. However, I really looked at who was around me and who are the amazing humans I've been blessed to collect in my life as influences and friends, as comrades, who have supported and encouraged me, who've spurred me on. So we have to look at the nucleus, right? Because everything starts from the inside and then it spreads on out. And so when I look at how can we make massive momentum and create change in our life that is going to ripple out to the world when we can't walk through the threshold of our home and into peace. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I call us the Holly Family Circus. We don't have it all together. My kids argue. They sass. You know, Super Ed, Steve, and I, we squabble. Like, all of these things are true. But just because that is true doesn't mean that you lack peace, that you lack love. Those are things that are just normal things to human mankind, right? Like, humans just are going to have little bits of contention here and there. And that's just part of the process of being human. I'm willing to accept that because we're all growing and expanding. But ensuring that our home is intact allows us that opportunity to then go out of that bullseye into the next ring. So I oftentimes do think of bullseyes. And so if we have that center, hey, that's us. Are we intact? Have we done the inner work? Are we ready to be resilient? I've worked for years on my own personal development and on some of these areas we'll get into soon on systems, planning, trust. All of that on my inside allowed me to also look to the next ring, my family. Okay. I had my family's support. If I didn't have my family's support, and for you, if you don't have immediate family, then you're looking at who is my tribe? Do I have that intact tribe around me that are going to support me? When we have that, it allows so much more momentum. In fact, you hear me talk about my core four. That's another part of my team. I have my core four. There are four of us, including myself, and we meet generally. We aim to meet quarterly together. We spur each other on. In the interim, we're texting or calling. We're just keeping track and encouraging each other. We know what we want to do in life. We know the path. We know the trajectory that each of us are heading, and we are encouraging each other in that way. They knew I was going to be hosting the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, and subsequently, one of those core four members sent me cards and different notes and things like that along the way. I think for a month and a half, probably 45 days, I'd go to my mailbox and there would be a note from one of my core four members, sometimes just an envelope filled with glittery hearts or something, like just always reminding me, you've got this, you can do this, more tickets are selling, you're going to do this, it's going to be fine. And that, oh my gosh, I can't even express to you how much having that type of support and belief, as much as we can believe in something, having some people outside of us believe in us when we face those challenges, that doubt that sometimes spurs up, right? And so we have to have that next band, that next layer. Then I think about all the speakers who committed their time, who said yes. And the interesting thing about people and about speakers specifically is that we don't always have to take swift action. In fact, with almost every single speaker, I really took my time to evaluate, is this the right person? And typically, I am such a person of action. I'm going to just jump on the phone, make that phone call, offer a spot. And this is a time where I shifted things in my life. I put into practice what I learned in the past, and I used and listened to my intuition. There were people that came to mind, and I just sat with it. For a month, I would just sit and I would watch that person show up in the world, and I would just let that churn in my mind and I'd pray about it. And it was just this process of, I don't have to hustle this along. In fact, two very instrumental speakers that came to the Growth Summit are people that came towards the tail end. One of them, I invited a week before the Growth Summit. I'm going to tell you why as we get into the trust element. So hang on that story. So when we look at the team that we assemble, it just keeps spreading out and out and out. I also hired support. I hired a good friend of mine and her digital agency company to support me and to guide me. That was a powerful play. I created a team. We banded together. And that leads into a really important question. There's so much more we could say on this, but this is where we have to turn the mirror. Look in the mirror, conscious investor. And I want you to ask, who are you investing in and who is investing in you? A lot of times we have all of these relationships in our life and we have all these people And it's no different than having a really filled up calendar of busyness. Like, are you just connecting with people to connect with people? Or are you connecting intentionally in meaningful ways so that you're creating massive movement in each other's lives? I'm going to say that again. We can be just as busy with people as our calendar is, and we're robbing ourselves of that really important opportunity to be able to have that deeper, meaningful relationship. Any relationship that's important in your life, you want to get to know that person. What's making them tick? Ask those deeper questions. With that, I would highly recommend checking out, book recommendation, go figure, surprise, surprise. But I would highly recommend checking out Brendon Burchard's book, The Charge. And you can read the single section on connection. If you read that, it will talk about growth friends. It'll talk about questions to ask about people who you want to have meaningful relationships. This is a language. This is an opportunity for you to connect in a more meaningful way. The core four that I walk with, that is a basis of our core four. It sounds kind of awkward at first, right? So tell me, what are your bigger dreams, goals, and aspirations? But unfortunately, most people are not asking those questions. And the reality is that we all long to be known, to be seen, to actually connect in a meaningful way. Are you allowing yourself to be known, to be seen? Or do you have that protective membrane over yourself? Let it down. Let the guardrail down. Okay. Really contemplate, who are you investing in and who's investing in you? Let's go ahead and talk about systems and planning. Oh, conscious investor, my systems are sloppy. And I knew that they were sloppy, but going into the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, it was earth-shattering obvious how sloppy my systems had become. My business and everything has scaled, but I wasn't maintaining the systems and creating systems that were scaling with me. I knew that my goal in 2024 was, I told you this last fall, my goal in 2024 is I am going to get my systems optimized and dialed in because I really want to be able to serve powerfully. I can't do that if I don't have the right systems in place. And that simply means, how do we go from point A to point Z? How are we serving and supporting along the way? Or does someone come in at point A and then, I don't know, they just kind of float along and at some point maybe they exit out and you have no idea? Unfortunately, that's the way my system has been set up. It did not grow with me. And so now I've been working on that system. When it comes to planning, I do happen to be a planner. I mean, hey, I was a public school teacher and we had to have those plans dialed in. And so my planning background, and maybe that's another reason why my systems and the sloppiness was a little masked for the last year and a half, because I was overcompensating by being highly planned. Now, I'm not going to dial back my planning at all, but I want you to contemplate. And here's a question for you before I go into this a little deeper. I want you to ask, are you being too rigid or too loose? So sometimes we can be too rigid and we say, this is the plan and it has to go that way. And if it doesn't go that way, it's a failure. And we tell ourselves all sorts of stories. And sometimes we're too loose and we don't want to make a plan because we don't want to be tied to something. We want it to be organic and we want it to come about. So we need to really evaluate if we're being too rigid or too loose on either side. Really, the ultimate thing is just being able to flow like water. And a water, as it flows through a creek or a river, it'll just take form. It's always going to flow, but it's going to take form to the shore around it. So I want you to think, are you flowing? One of the things I did in that system and planning process, I would visualize. I'd regularly visualize, what do I want this event to be like? What do I want the participants, our attendees, to feel? I visualized people's faces. At some points, I didn't know who was coming, but I would still visualize, this is how people are going to look. This is how people are going to feel. I'm going to see these type of connections taking place. I'm going to, and I looked at all of that going through this process. Take the time, really invest the time in visualizing what it is that you want to see become reality, because that is going to become your reality. You're going to go with it. So what would happen if you gave a little bit of your rigidity, or if you tightened up some of your looseness? so that you really could create the systems and the processes. This is going to hold you back on either side. Either way, it'll hold you back. It'll lead to procrastination or is going to lead to results that are not optimized, and they are going to miss your expectations, which leads to disappointment and a lot of chatter in your brain that is completely avoidable. Okay, so let's just go ahead and make sure that we are flowing like water. The third element is trust. Wow, this is probably the number one element that stands out to me with the entire event. Wow. I'm going to ask you the question first. So far, I've been telling you a little bit and then asking a question. This time, I'm going to ask you the question first. Where are you placing your trust? Is it solely in you and your efforts? Is it solely in your faith? Is it in others? Is it in the economy? Is it in the environment? Where are you placing your trust? I realized going through this process of the Growth Summit that I had to actually trust myself. And for me, that was the most challenging thing. I know I'm successful. That's great. But for some reason, I still have a story in my head, a limiting belief that I regularly have to dispel. It's not that I'm not a person with integrity and character and things like that, but it's that trust that we can actually pull something off. It's our trust that we can follow through. It's our trust that our best efforts will pay off. That's scary, especially scary when there's a lot of money on the line. And you don't like losing money. I don't like losing money. But I really had to evaluate. And for the first time, I grew this different level of self-confidence. And in the past, my former version of myself would have said, the moment I add the word self into anything, I have then eliminated my connection with God. And I have actually realized that that's not correct. God created me, created my DNA, created you uniquely. Created each of us, equipped us uniquely through our DNA to do something amazing. And I need to trust that. I need to trust who God created me to be. And it's a beautiful thing to say, okay, I can trust myself. I can trust that I can execute on this to the best of my ability. And you heard me talk in a few episodes back about the difference between the outcome and being detached from the outcome. You see, I can have that self-trust and say, okay, I can trust myself with this because the outcome is going to be whatever it is. The outcome is actually not a reflection of me. It's a reflection of a lot of things. And maybe if I'm being careless and haphazard, if I don't have systems and planning in place, okay, that could be a reflection of me and my character. But if I am walking above board, really guiding the ship, the outcome is going to land how it lands and I can receive that. But what's interesting also, is that as much as I learned to trust myself, I learned the difference between faith and trust in God. For me, that difference was this: faith, believing in the unseen, but trust is when we take action on the belief in the unseen. It's when we actually put our neck out on the line and we say, okay, I'm going to go do that thing. This is scary, but I'm going to go do that thing. And that's exactly what I did. I went and did that thing because I had faith. I had a belief in something I couldn't see, but I had faith in it. I said, okay, God, we're vertically aligned, which means we can open our arms and go serve powerfully together. Let's go. So having that trust in God was really powerful. And it allowed me to do a lot of bold moves, despite maybe it doesn't look exactly right. I told you about the speakers. I had a speaker that I brought on 1 week before the event. And it was interesting because I met her at another event where I was doing a 2-part keynote and a workshop. And it was beautiful and wonderful. And she participated in this event as another speaker. And it was just mind-blowing. I had had another speaker actually have to say, I can't make it to the event. And that was 2 weeks prior, a week before I met this woman. I didn't freak out. I had trust. I trusted it's going to be okay. Didn't freak out. Okay. That person can't make it. That's okay. It's all going to work out. And then a week later, here I am meeting this person. I'm like, she has to be at the event. And she was like, yes, I feel aligned with everything that you were speaking about. We're on board. Let's go for it. I can't imagine if that speaker had not bowed out, if I had not maintained a level head, if I had lost my cool, wow, I might have missed out on that really powerful opportunity to act with that intuition. You see, this is where it all comes together. I had the right people in place. I had visualized, I had planned the event. I knew what I wanted, and I now had a gap. I didn't feel the pressure of that gap. I had trust that God was going to provide all I needed. And then, boom, I was able, because I'm so connected to the process and the plan, that I could easily, quickly identify, oh my gosh, I need her at this event. Trust me, I have other speakers that could have spoken and filled up that time slot. I could have filled up that time slot. It would have been easy peasy. But it was very clear. She needed to be at this event. She needed to be speaking. And actually, ultimately, it was the perfect addition to the event. She added so much value to everyone's life. It was extraordinary. But it could have been lost if I didn't trust. You see, we don't know how everything's going to end. We don't know the end of the story, but we're writing the story along the way. Another thing that happened that required massive trust was low ticket sales. And that's normal. I had other event owners say, that's okay. Like most ticket sales happen the last week. I'm like, I don't like this whole last week business. This is not super fun. Let's not do this. Please and thank you. All this to say, it worked out beautifully. We had the right number of people. And best of all, we had the right people there. It was exactly who needed to be there every step of the way. I could have easily canceled the event and walked away. I would have lost money, but it would have also protected me from a potential greater loss. But I trusted. I trusted in what I couldn't see and what I was called to do. Finally, I just got to tell you, I had these big canvas prints of just representing sponsors and people who donated and contributed raffle prizes. And I wanted to honor every single one of them. And I did expedited shipping, should have been there a week before the event. And here we were days before the event, and they got rerouted and they were not anywhere where they were supposed to be. Super Rad Steve was on his way down to the resort. He had to turn around and go home for something. And then he noticed on the porch, they had arrived. How amazing is that? It could have been stressful. I could have lost sleep over it, but I didn't. I trusted the process. Now, not all things are going to work out. That's just the reality. But usually things do work out. And we think about the collateral damage. Okay, it would really be terrible if they didn't show up on time and I didn't get to use them and I'd paid money for these things. But instead of wasting over worry, I guarded and protected my thoughts. So where are you placing your trust? What trust do you need to adopt into your life so that you can take that bold and courageous step? That's what I got for you, conscious investor. I want to encourage you to think, who are those people that are around you? Who is a team surrounding you? What kind of systems and planning do you have in place? Where are you placing your trust? Now, I'm going to let you know, give you a heads up, that I'm not growing a huge event. Conscious Investor Growth Summit isn't supposed to be some huge thousands of people event. It's not even supposed to be hundreds of people event. Next year, I'm going to open up 150 tickets, and they're going to have priority in this order. People who attended, they'll have first dibs. Then we're going to open it up to the second group of people, and that might be you. If you're interested in staying in the loop on the Conscious Investor Growth Summit and having preferred access, priority access is going to people who have been. But if you'd like some preferred access to the event, then all you need to do is text SIGS, C-I-G-S, which stands for Conscious Investor Growth Summit. So you want to text SIGS to the number 208-944-1836. And when you text that, you're just going to get an opportunity. It'll have the dates so you can mark your calendar, have them set aside, things like that. And then you'll just send me back your email address. It goes to me. It's not going to anybody else. It's going directly to me on my phone. And so when you send your email to me, I'll make sure that you're on the list so that when we release the preferred tickets, you are right there in line for those tickets. So again, you're going to text SIGS to 208-944-1836. I appreciate you, Conscious Investor. I'm so excited about what 2024 holds for you and the massive impact that you are going to have on the world. And when I say massive impact, that doesn't mean you have to go and be in the limelight anywhere. We make massive impact when we live authentically to who we're created to be. We give those around us that same permission to live into the fullness of who they are created to be. So I'm excited for you and the impact that you are having in the lives around you. Final thought. Remember, adventure belongs on the trail and not in your investing and not in your personal life. So if you are looking for a place to invest in real estate where we provide housing for humans, then schedule a time down below in the show notes to have a call with me. Let's evaluate your investing goals and where you're at. And guess what? If I can't help you, I promise you, I'm going to support you and point you in a direction. You can ask a lot of people on the phone. In fact, recently, earlier this week, I was on the phone with somebody and he said, I wrote down his quote because it was so cool. He said, "This is the most real discussion I've had in this space yet." He had some investing ideas and he's a new investor. And I just said, "Hey, have you thought about this, 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 this? And let me connect you up with this person who invests in that way so that you can learn more about that and some of the how to mitigate the risk." So again, if I can't support you, if Three Keys cannot support you, we will point you in a direction. Now, if in your personal life, you're looking to collapse those timelines and get some momentum, then let's look at what does that look like for us to work together in a coaching format. I have a little bit of space opening up and I'm excited to bring someone on for a 6 to 12 month period of time. We don't have to work forever. Hey, Conscious Investor, I have a quick, humble ask. And that is that you head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave an honest rating and review. These rating and reviews allow me to reach other guests that are of different levels and statures and prominence and all of that. It really shows to them that, wow, you have engaged listeners who care about your show. So if you would take a moment and go and leave an honest rating and review, and the platform is, it's on Apple Podcasts. And to do that, you go to the main show. So if you're on an episode, you just have to click on the Conscious Investor Podcast. If you scroll towards the bottom, you'll see in little tiny font, it's so small, it'll say, write your own review, like write a review. Just click on that. If you would take a moment and just let me know, me and these amazing guests that come onto the show, something that is helping and supporting you in your life. It absolutely means the world to me and it supports the show in ways beyond measure. You have no idea. So thanks so much for taking 60, 90 seconds to just head over to Apple Podcasts to leave that honest rating and review, Conscious Investor. Absolutely means the world to me. Until next time, Conscious Investor, I appreciate you. Live big, love bigger, and do great things. Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me at Happy Julie Holly.